pray. It's to our God.
Listeners, good morning to America, the United States of America. Good morning to my beautiful ADM family. That song just got my motor going. It just got me ripped up because God is our everything, and every praise goes on to Him. Everything that we do goes on. We give God the praises for because He is so worthy to be praised. Whatever the situation is, whatever the circumstances is, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifference, we must give God his praise. We must continuously to worship him because it is him and only him that woke us up this morning. It is him and only him that gave us that the right mind, because somebody somewhere out there did make it. So have to God the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, I need you to shout it. I need you to go to of your and just with everything that's in you, scream hallelujah, because we owe that to God. We owe that hallelujah, the highest praises to him, because he just loves us unconditionally. And Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to give you your honor and your praise and say hallelujah, Father God. And know, Lord Jesus, what hallelujah means. Know, Father God, that we're giving you the highest praise, Father, for every single thing that you do for us, Father God. For life, Father God, for strength, for health, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, for every tear, Lord, that we cry, we still give you the praise, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because everything that you do for us, Father God, we realize, Lord, that there's something to learn, and we're being taught something, Lord Jesus. Nothing that you do is in vain, Father God. Everything has a meaning. Every single thing, Lord, and we just thank you for that on this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you have planned for us on this day, Father, knowing, Lord Jesus, that we are conquerors, we are victorious, and we defeat any Goliath that comes in our way, Father God, even if it's just giving your praise and giving praises to you, even if it's just worshiping you, Father God, speaking the words out of our mouth, Father God, make demons tremble, God. We have that type of authority because you live within us. Your light illuminates to us. When the demons see us coming, Father God, they recognize we are, Father God. And when we speak your words, Lord Jesus, they tremble, they run, they move, Lord Jesus, because they realize that there is no authority. Their authority has been stripped. They've been evicted out of our lives, that we have the ability to walk them. We have the ability to send them away, Father God. And we just thank you. We give you the honor. We give you the praises, Lord Jesus. The things that you have imparted, the impartations, Father God, that you have in us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your knowing. We thank you for your understanding. We thank you, Lord Jesus, able to effectively communicate with you, Lord Jesus. We just give you all the honor and all the praises, Lord. As myself and my sister Monica, Lord Jesus, come before you this morning, Lord. Just allow us to decrease, and you just increase. You just take the wheel, Father God. Take the wheel and just spread your power, spread your word. Spread it all over this land, Father God, because people are in a need, Lord Jesus. People are in a drought, Lord. They're in a spiritual drought, Lord Jesus, and they need to be fed. They need to be watered, Lord Jesus. So we're just asking you today to use us as willing vessels, Father God, to make sure that your word comes through and someone can apply it into their life, Lord. We just thank you on this morning. Song says every praise goes out to you, and this prayer by saying hallelujah, 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 amen, 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 amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. God, God just keeps right when you know you. center, the head, the everything in you. It makes you want to. It makes you want to dance. It does. It makes you want to just stay there, right there in that vein, and don't move. You continue to move and be right there with God, and not go out of a place where you're going to feel that you're disconnected from Him. So we're just going to sit and give God all the praise and all the honor on today. What myself and my sister Monica will be doing today is we will be sharing some scriptures with you all that you can use that you can actually speak into your life. I'm sorry. We are using some scriptures that you can use to bless you with your life, to help you to get through your day, to help you to get through your
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. First and foremost, I just want to thank God and give Him all the glory and the praises, because He has actually given us an awesome way of delivering a scripture of affirmation, a scripture that you could actually apply to your life, and you can speak to yourself and minister to yourself all day, throughout your day. It will command your morning. It will command your evening, your night. And it's just to the point where I allow the Holy Spirit to move me to speak on whatever word I needed to speak on. And He took me to the 23rd Psalms, the first verse. And as He took me there, He allowed me to share this with you. And the verse is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That is a powerful and amazing, amazing scripture. That one verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That one scripture has two parts to it that ministers to us all. It gives us, one, the mindset of knowing who our Lord is, who Christ is in our life, who God has been for everyone who does rest in His knowing that He's going to provide. Because if you look at the analogy of Him being my shepherd or your shepherd, you will see that in a shepherd's role, a shepherd protects his sheep. A shepherd makes sure that their provisions are met, that they have the pastures to graze in, that they eat well, that they sleep well, that they are watered well, that they grow and they prosper. But one thing that always comes to mind is that a shepherd loves his sheep. He loves his flock. And that if we profess this scripture, if we speak that affirmation of "The Lord is my shepherd," you're saying that you belong to Him and that He is the one true living God, that He is your Alpha and your Omega. He is the one that you need, that you depend on. Remember, a shepherd, he has to do things for his sheep that they can't do for themselves. And that's the thing. The sheep, knowingly, they just go to Him and they flock to Him. And that's what we are to do. We are to depend on God. We are to look to God and not to ourselves anymore, that we can do all things through Him. And as we look at and we recognize all the things that we have in Christ and that He can do for us, we know it so, because He paid the price. He laid down His life, and He would do all things for us because He loves us so. And with that trust in that shepherd doing all these things, we are knowing, we have a confidence. We have a love that, you know, that is unconditional, because that shepherd, you know, even in the story where one sheep strayed away from the hundred, He went after that one. That one is you and me. If I went somewhere and the rest of y'all 99 stayed there, He would still come look for that one. He would still come look for me. If you were that one, wherever you're at, the 99 is going to be all right. But guess what? That one day, straight away, he's going to come for you. He's going to look for you. And that's what he does. He's your shepherd. He's always with you. He's always protecting you. He's always providing for you. He loves you because he gave his life for you. And at that time when he did that, he knew what he was doing. He knew that he would be able to receive you back into his heart. He would be able to receive you from whatever sins that you were actually being redeemed from. So with that, I say, use this scripture. Make this scripture a part of your daily meditation, because it says, I shall not want on the second half. And what does that mean? That means that we are not going to look for all kinds of provision from ourselves and our another God, like our job, or from another source of income. We're going to look for it from God first, because we belong to him and he is our source. And he will send us resources, but we have to remember and recognize he is our source, and we shall not want. You say, I shall not want, and you know that you're speaking it because God gives us that knowing that he is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And with that being said, I just want to ask Sister Nita, do you have anything to add to this or speak on? Because this is a powerful, powerful word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
And right, and that's because we have made him the source. He is our connection. He has become our power source. We have, once you plug into God, once you connect into God, then that means that he is giving you that power, his Holy Ghost power. He's giving you that power, so you're connected to him. That connection, that's just like here in a day, in today's living. When you have no electricity, when people have no electricity, everything shuts down. But when you are plugged up into a power source, then you feel like you can do any and everything. You're not in a blinded state anymore. And when we receive God as our shepherd, then that's where we're at. He becomes our power source. He becomes our source of life. He becomes our source where we don't have to sit, as Monica say, depend on self, depend on man. We depend on him. We depend on him for each and everything that we do, and knowing that it's going to get done, because as we have to always remind ourselves, God's words never returns back voided. And in Matthew, he tells us not to worry about where we live, what we eat, what we wear, where we lay our heads, because God will take care of all of our provisions. And this is what this psalm is saying, that God is our shepherd, and we are depending on him and only him. And that takes us to our next scripture, which is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, that power surge is right there again. That connection is right there. All you need to do is remember to activate it. And once you realize that God is your strength, he is your source, he is your provider, he is your everything, just like the song said, that he is your savior, he is your healer, he is your deliverer. Any circumstances or situation that you are going through, God can work that thing out for you. The question is, do you believe that he can work it out? Are you willing to allow him to be your power source? Are you willing to allow his Holy Ghost power to lead you, to guide you, to strengthen you when you weak, when you're sick down in the bed? Are you're able to prophetically, this scripture is prophetically speaking, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So whatever circumstance that comes up, whatever situation comes up, you have a source that's going to give you the strength to endure. You have the source that will help you get from point A to point B. You have that source of knowing who God is. You already know who God is. You already know what God can do. You know that he is a God of victory. You know that he gives give you courage. So therefore, any circumstance or situation, if you have already, you've already won the battle, because the battle isn't yours, it's God, and he's the person that's letting you, that's giving you the knowing. That's the thing. You have to know. You can't, it, like we said some time ago, belief that wavers. Sometimes you believe things and sometimes you don't. But when you get into a situation where you know that you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you, guess what? You are going to be victorious. You will be a conqueror. You can move mountains. You can do the things that God has already predestined in your life. Though you may fall on the wayside, he will put you on the other side. Sister, what do you have to say or add to that scripture?
Sister, you said it all, because my spirit did move, and I know that every word that you said was in the vein, and because that vein has gotten me wound up, I want to go into my second scripture, because I really, really love the way it's worded. And it says in Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Lord have mercy. The spirit is telling me that spoke to somebody this morning. That is a scripture you needed to hear this morning. And I just thank God that we can share these words, that we can have these words, prophetic words spoken over ourselves when we speak these words, that we know that we're going to speak praises to the Lord at all times. That means that wherever we go, no matter what we're doing and what we're talking, even in the back of our minds, that we are professing praises to God. And they will continually come out your mouth, because whatever is in your heart will be on your mind, and whatever is in your mind will come out your mouth. And that is where we are meditating on the glories of what God has for us, that he is our Lord and Savior, and that he is redeeming us from a life that we would have never been able to live a prosperous life in, that he has given us the opportunity to be joyous, because we know that we're going to reign in the kingdom with him someday, and that those praises are just showing the state of heart and mind. Because see, if it's not in your heart, you can't even speak it out of your mouth. But when we continually speak these prophetic words, when we speak these into our own lives, we are actually telling everyone, and we're speaking to ourselves. We're ministering to ourselves. And it bleeds into the mind and hearts of others, because it's contagious, because the Spirit of the Lord is holy, and that Holy Spirit travels through word. And we know that the word is power, and that word is, I will continually praise, and all of the words that come out of my mouth will be of God's glory, because I'm testifying. I'm speaking on something we know about. We're talking about things that we are experiencing in the relationship we have with him, and that's a powerful, beautiful thing. And on the other flip side of that, curses and blessings shall not come out of the same mouth. So therefore, we no longer speak of the things we used to speak of. We no longer talk about the things we used to talk about. But see, we have a new thing created in us. We have a newness created in us. And when we have that newness, we tell the world, because we're going to what is, not what was. We're no longer in the past of where we used to talk a nasty talk or a disrespectful talk or any kind of conversation. Our minds and hearts are holy, so our words are holy. And we give homage, we give praise to our God, because he put us in that place. That's where that vein took me, sister. Do you have anything else to say on this scripture?
Sister, we can sit and say, listen, you can actually sit and park on this scripture alone, because
amen.
Basically what you just said it all, but there's always so much to add. She said a mouthful when she said that no longer will we speak blessings and curses out of the same mouth. God, when we are sitting and we are talking about God, we have to give God his rightful position, his praises. We will not speak blessings and curses. God is not a negative God. So every word that comes out of our mouth should be something positive. That positivity is what your mindset should now be, a mindset of positivity. Your mind should now be a mindset of going back to I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your mindset should be blessings will come out of my mouth. So what should be coming out of your mouth? The praises. Father, I thank you for my healing. Father, I thank you for my deliverance. Father, I thank you for being my Savior. Father, I thank you, Father, for moving the mountains. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being there and guiding me and keeping me. I just thank you, Lord, my Savior, my everything. So that we have to continue to speak the positive. We have to continue. And on yesterday, we spoke about the blessings. We spoke about God's character, Jesus' traits. We spoke about that. And that's where it takes us now into the prayer of Jabez. When Jabez sat and he spoke to God, when Jabez went to God, and one of the things that Jabez asked God, he asked him to bless him indeed. And this is the prayer of Jabez is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 through 10. He said, he asked God to bless me indeed. Why was he able to ask God to bless him indeed? Because one, he was in the will of God. Two, he was in the right place. He was in his rightful position and in good standing with God. So, and he knew God. He had a connection with God. So therefore, he was able to ask of God. And remember in John 14:14, Jesus said, anything that you ask in my name, although he didn't ask it in the name of Jesus, but he knew God as his Savior. He knew God as his deliverer. He knew God as his healer. And then Jabez went on and he asked for increase. He asked for increase. He no longer wanted to stay in his same mindset. He no longer wanted to stay in his same territory. He asked for his territory to be enlarged. You know what that told me? When I read it, that told me that Jabez had been sowing on good ground. That told me that for him to be asking God to enlarge his territory, he was sowing into good ground. He wasn't on the rocky ground. He was on good ground. So he was in a place because of his obedience and because God being the center, not the center, the head, the everything in his life, he was able to sow and ask God to enlarge him and to do the things that he's doing, to ask for certain things. And that certain thing was for increase. Increase in what? Increase in land, increase in possession, a new job, a promotion, whatever it may be. Jabez was in his rightful position, in a good position with God that he could ask him. But that's not all that he asked him for. He asked him to basically deliver him from evil and not allow him to feel any pain. He, Jabez, knew his relationship with God. He knew that he could speak things into the he knew that he could pray and ask God for these different things because he was delivered, because he was set free, because he was placed in a position where I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when God gives him, and this is the thing, God granted Jabez his prayer. He granted him his prayer. The things that he spoke out of his mouth, that effective communication that he had with God, God knew his heart. God knew exactly where Jabez was. He didn't have to go and look all over everywhere for Jabez. Jabez was right where he's supposed to be, in connected with God. And because he was connected with God, his prayers was granted. He was blessed. His territory was enlarged. Increase came with it. When you asking for something to be enlarged, you're asking for more. You're asking for more. And by God granting it in the last sentence of the scripture, it says that it was granted. That meant that he was where he was supposed to be. He was in a rightful position. He was connected to God. He knew that his safety was fine. He knew, and God knew, that Jabez would be able to do, to handle what he had gave him. The blessings, the enlarging of the territory. God protected him from evil and pain. God put a shield, a fortress around him from head to toe, because it said that it was granted. So he no longer went through the things of the old. When he said that prayer and that prayer went out, God granted that prayer, so all the old things moved away. I turn it back over to you, sister.
Amen, amen. Enlarge my territory. That in itself, that part right there, that's where I'm at, y'all. That's where God has taken me, because I know the prophetic word that it spoke into the life of me and my sister when he told us that we would one day be able to do what we're doing this morning with you guys. And that enlarging of our territory went from us just doing simple Bible studies where we were just one-on-one just praising God, but allowing God to use us and speak to each other and minister to ourselves. And he enlarged our territory to the point where Apostle Temple, he was able to pull us into this ADM broadcast and allow us to help everybody that doesn't have the understanding of some of these scriptures, that we would be able to be a bridge of understanding for them, and that we would be able to move prophetically in our gifts and just give out the things that God had for everyone around us, but we didn't have the access to them at that time. But see, he enlarged our territory. The prayer of Jabez is active in our lives right now. The prayer of Jabez is active in your life, because see, you're going to have your territory enlarged as well, because when you're going out and you're in school or wherever you may be, you're going to have an opportunity to speak to people, because God will enlarge your territory. And that enlargement of your territory means that you're going to speak in places you haven't been before. You're going to let that word go in places that you're going, that you're going to carry God's spirit with you when you go there. And that increase is going to come back into you with the ability to pour out, because God is going to put that word in your mouth. He's going to put that word in your heart, and he's going to take you on a higher level to the point where no matter where you go and what you do, you're going to be blessed. The prayer of Jabez is a powerful prayer, and I think that if you just give it an opportunity to resonate and meditate on it and you start speaking it into your life, you will see all those things manifest, because God did give Jabez all his prayers. He did answer all his prayers. And it takes me to the Galatians 2:20 scripture. The late Galatians 2:20 scripture says, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in the earthly body, in this earthly body, by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Now, that was a little long scripture to be trying to use as an affirmation, but I promise you, on that mindset of my old self has been crucified with Christ, and that's what happens when we surrender to Christ. Our old self has been put down and it's been crucified, but see, we rose with Christ like Christ rose on the third day. We rose and we ascended with Christ, because at the end of the day, we are no longer the same creature. We are new creatures in Christ. So we live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son, and we trust in him. Why do we trust in him? We trust in him because he gave his life for us. He gave himself for us, and he has to love you. He does love you. He loves each and every one of us. And in knowing so, that trust that we have in him, we can trust him with our lives. We can trust him in the lives that we have given him. We're giving our lives to Christ, that we're no longer living for self, and that we are crucified daily, the old self, because the old self needs to die, because the new self needs to rise up. And when we rise up our new self and we conform to God's standards and we live and abide in his ways, we have a covenant fulfilled. And that covenant is that if we be his people, he'll be our God. And I just love the way that this affirmation puts me in the mindset and remembrance of, I am no longer the old me. I am the new me. My old self has been crucified with Christ. And if you continually speak this out of your mouth, if you continually work on this mindset, you will find yourself not just walking around talking about things that, you know, you have, you know, you have found in your body, you will find things on a spiritual level. You're no longer walking in the natural. You're walking in the spirit. And you have that understanding that no matter where you're at and what you're doing again, it all leads back to the one who actually died on the cross for your sins, the one who bought you with the blood. And that thing is a powerful thing to actually speak over your life, to actually have in your mindset, to let it resonate in your heart. Listen to what the scripture is saying and allow it to apply to you. Allow it to resonate in your heart, because then it's going to be on your mind. And when these things float around in our mind, they begin to flow out of our mouth. These are the things that we need to meditate on. These are the words that we need to carry in our mindset. Because so you think, so you are. Whatever we think, we shall be. And if we are thinking these things of high things of the Lord, then we will become these high things of the Lord. Because our Lord God, he is holy, and he calls us to be holy. And we are walking in that when we speak these things and we begin to manifest them and live them. Sister, I'm turning it back over to you. Do you have anything to say on this scripture? Because I know it's a powerful one as well.
Well, just living it. Just living it. You just making God the way you live, the holy way that you live, the making that the way of life, making you your life striving to live holy. We know we all fall short of God's glory, and that's the beauty of it, is that we can go and ask for forgiveness and try things all over again. But, you know, just knowing that when Jesus died, we died with him. When he ascended, we ascended with him with a newness, with a clean slate, not with the stinking thinking. And we should be dying to Christ daily. We should be dying daily because we are sinning daily. So therefore, we should be going back to the throne room and asking God, the mind that set that I had yesterday, I need that to be renewed. I need a transformation, but Father, I can't do it by myself. So I need you to help me, because I'm no longer that old person. See, we may know in our minds that we're no longer that same person, but that stronghold is right there holding us in a place. We may want to change. We may want to get up. We realize, because the scriptures tell us that God loves us, that he sacrificed his only begotten son so we can have eternal life. And we know that to love God is to obey his commandments. But sometimes it's a little hard for us because we have something holding on to us. And that's where you have to let that power surge take over you. You have to die to self and allow Christ, the Holy Spirit, to live for you, to start fighting off of those things, severing those things that's holding on to you, things that you may not even know about. And then the thing of it is, once you realize these things or things that's going on, you need to start speaking blessings, positive things in your life. Now, don't sit and continue to talk to the things that's holding on to you. You've already gave that over to Christ. You start speaking things that's going to detach. You're speaking things. If you're sitting there and you holding on to hatred, you're going to speak things about love. You're going to get into the scripture, and you're going to find scriptures that you can sit and walk through. You can memorize and start speaking love. You can start talking about that. You can, if you have forgiveness, unforgiveness, find you some scriptures that speaks of forgiveness. You have to work this thing. If you can't just sit there and lay down, you have to speak to yourself. You have to go into the prophetic. Speak over yourself. If you sit there and you are sick, you are wrecking with pain, you have even gotten a bad report. But let me tell you about somebody, Hezekiah. His sons was just terrible. And Isaiah had them went to him and said, listen, you sick. God said that you are not going to come out of your sickness. You're going to die. But you know what? Hezekiah had a mindset, and he remembered all the different things that he had done, all the good things that he had done. But Hezekiah boldly prayer, went to God and reminded him of those good things that he had done. And before Isaiah could get out of the courtyard, because God heard what he had said, he spoke. That's what I'm getting to you. Speak. Speak over yourself. Speak. Do something. Don't sit. Faith without works is dead. Don't just lay there. He did not lay there. A movement took place. The movement is he shifted from one place to the next, and then he opened his mouth and he reminded God. He started talking to God, telling God this, that, and another. And God, and guess what happened? God extended his life for 15 years. So we have the ability to do each and everything that we from the scriptures that was brought to you today. It's about you taking action over your own life. It's about you not waiting for someone else to come and lay hands on you. Lay hands on yourself and prophetically speak to your by your stripes, Jesus, I am healed. Start speaking to yourself. Start speaking positivity into your life so you will not continue to live in poverty. Jabez asked God to enlarge his territory. An increase came through. It's about speaking. It's about encouraging yourself. It is about speaking the word of God. He has given you an instrument, a powerful instrument, the mouth, the tongue, the things that can come out of your mouth. You can receive blessings or you can receive curses. Right now, here today, we are letting you know that you have the ability to speak blessings into your life. You have the ability to speak healing into your life. You have the ability to speak increase into your life. Do not let this moment go. Seize the moment, seize the time, and apply it to your life. And this, and that's what it's all about. Because if you put nothing together, you're not going to have a change. You're going to stay right there. And all of these things that we're talking about, they tie into kingdom economics, kingdom financial, you know, for you to be able to do things, so things to manifest in your life, for you not to stay in the same state. Why? Because you got a new attitude. You got a new mindset. You got a new heart. You died with your old man died when Jesus died, and now you are a new creation, and God is setting you up right now to receive what he has for you, for me, and for everybody on this phone. But faith without works is dead. If you cannot be obedient, if you continue to sit and have that same disobedient spirit lingering around you, I suggest today that you bind it up. And you send it wherever it needs to go, but it needs to come up out of you so you can see the manifestations of God, so you can move closer to where you're trying to be. And where is that? In the kingdom. So you can gravitate to where God has you to be right now. You do not have to back paddle and try to come and move forward to where you need to be. Where you need to be is with Christ. With Jesus Christ in the will of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to be your power surge. So do you have anything else that you want to add today?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for opening their minds and hearts, because the Spirit is telling me that somebody had to hear these words of encouragement. They had to hear these prophetic words, these scriptures that they could speak upon their own lives. And you can speak these things upon others' lives as well when you pray intercessory prayer. But just know that this is something that needs to be spoken into your own life, and that these tools are given to you because we're sharpening that sword again. We're giving you the opportunity to use that sword to cut through whatever it is that you're coming up against in life. Use these prophetic scriptures to speak into your life. And if this is something that you enjoy, please give us feedback so that we can know that we're on the right path with helping you achieve the things of God. And I just thank everyone for listening on this morning, and I'll turn it back over to you, sister.
And with that being said, we offer you ADM through the faithful servant, the person that said, yes, God, I am he. When God asks, for someone to answer the call to go through the nations, to talk to each and every person. Though he may not have been in, he may not be physically in Norway, but his spirit is there. May not be physically in South Africa, but his spirit is there. May not be physically in Fuji, but his spirit is there. And God is using him right now on an international level to sit and break the true word of God. You do not want to miss it. You do not want to miss it. So I'm charging you, each and every last one of you, to make a sacrifice tonight. To make a sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience will get you to, obedience will get you into God's arms. Obedience will get you to the place where you can receive the blessings that God has for you. Obedience will get you in a place where you, your children, their children can receive the promises that God has for you. But if you're not in a place where you can receive it, because see, everybody's not going to sit and tell you the truth. Everybody's not going to sit and go against the tradition of what man has been preaching and teaching all through the years. Only a person that's truly filled with the Holy Spirit and who has answered the call and who was not just placed there by man, but God touched them and said, it's you that I want. This is what I want you to do. And then opening up their hearts to sit and say, okay, Father, what is it? Download in me. Even though I'm tired, download in me. Even though I feel like I'm sick, download in me, because I've seriously taken your call. I've seriously decided that the world means nothing to me, but the people inside of the world that may not know, I need to do what you have called me to do. And if that's you, if you need to hear the true word of God and break the traditions, what man has put into place, and come and follow Christ, come join our prayer line, join our empowerment hour at 8 p.m. at night. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to bless you. Remember, blessings and curses can't come out of the same mouth. I promise you, you won't get a curse. You may get some correction, but you will not get a curse. The word of God that God is spreading across the land right now is for blessings. It's for restoration. It's to prepare you to be in a place where God wants you, so he can use you, so he can bless you, so you can sit and be a blessing to others, those that are in need, so you can intercede for others that may not be able or be in a place to do things for themselves. So I ask you tonight to come out with us at 8 p.m. That number is 385-799-9620. And we ask you, before we get off this line, to start speaking to yourself. Start encouraging yourself. Find the scriptures that you can use, because you know that God's word does not come back void. But we ask you to make a change. Change your mindset. Change who you are. Realize that Christ died for us and we have a newness. It's a new day. Start your day today. Start your morning today by commanding your atmosphere. We love you and we will see you all tonight at 8 p.m. Sign a scripture. Keep that scripture in your mind. Ask God to put a song in your heart and just know that you are the perfect change. Your atmosphere that can change who you are, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because Christ is your power. In Jesus' name, we end this session saying that we love you, but God loves you most. Have a great day. Amen.